Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Life must be difficult for those on the periphery of WWE TV. Forget the whole living the dream and getting paid huge amounts of money part of it all, because that stuff surely fades into the background when faced with Sisyphean struggle on the creative front. In fact, pushing a massive boulder up a never-ending hill may just be more enjoyable than pitching ideas to the bloody WWE creative team. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 recent wrestler pitches WWE turned down. Number 10, Chelsea Green, a modern day disco inferno. No, Chelsea Green didn't pitch a gimmick where she played a 21st century version of Disco Inferno. Should she have? Well, that's beside the point. But where to begin with this one? A run as Mrs. Dominic Mysterio would have been mighty interesting. Among Chelsea's other ideas was the concept of a sexy nun alongside Seth Rollins, and she also proposed becoming the third member of the Iconics, complete with fake Australian accent. She pitched to be aligned with Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, as well as with John Morrison and The Miz, although she admits that she was getting pretty desperate by that point. What was wrong with the original hot mess? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Number 9. Sami Zayn versus X-Pac. For many long-time followers of the promotion, the best match in Chikara history was a singles bout between El Generico and the 1-2-3 Kid on night 3 of the 2011 King of Trios. Everyone knew that Generico was elite at that point, but even the biggest X-Pac fans had long given up on Sean Waltman as an in-ring force. Somehow, the former D-Generation X and NWO man rolled back the years, and the two put on a genuine clinic, capturing lightning in a bottle in one of the year's great pro wrestling matches. How would that match look in 2022? Well, we'll likely never know, but Sami Zayn recently revealed that he pitched the idea of Zayn versus X-Pac to the creative team in 2019. The match would have taken place at SummerSlam, but was sadly shot down, much to the chagrin of pro wrestling enthusiasts all over the world. You'd think that Vince would be all in on it, what with X-Pac being an Attitude Era guy. Well, what about the Attitude Era? But there we go. Number 8. Tyson Kidd's Royal Rumble send-off. Tyson Kidd will never wrestle on TV again. Fans across the world have kind of come to accept this by now. No matter the hope provided by the miracle returns of stars like Daniel Bryan and Edge, Kidd's injury, suffered in a 2015 match against Samoa Joe, was a different beast entirely. The sort of experience that people rarely survive, let alone return from. Kidd will go down in history as one of WWE's great technicians and a sorely missed presence in between the ropes. The former multi-time tag team champion came close to a one-off appearance at the Royal Rumble a few years back, an appearance that would have allowed the now producer to say goodbye to the fans in a more meaningful sort of way. The decision, sadly, was rejected, although for obvious reasons. Yes, a battle royal allows for participation without getting physical, but it also happens to be in a match in which there are more bodies flying around than normal. The risk was just too great. Kidd is missed, that goes without saying, but given a choice between a one-off Rumble appearance and him being, you know, healthy, there's only one option. Number 7. Bray and Bo Wyatt. Reaching a little bit further into the past with this one, but it wouldn't be a great shock if this particular idea was pitched on a weekly basis until Bo Dallas was released in April of last year. How did this not happen? On the one hand, you have sweet, innocent Bo Dallas, a man with a face that positively screams naive and easily manipulated. On the other, you have Bray Wyatt, a performer whose entire gimmick is focused on manipulating people. The two are real-life brothers whose careers have gone in opposite directions. Sometimes, even in pro wrestling, 2 plus 2 just equals 4. The WWE creative team didn't see it that way, though. Surprise, it's a bloody prize. Despite the frequent pleas of Arn Anderson, the enforcer revealed not too long ago that he pitched the ideas of the brothers coming together following an attack by Harper and Rowan on IRS. Bo Dallas being brainwashed by the Wyatt family was the lowest hanging piece of fruit, yet WWE decided not to do it. Your guess is as good as mine. Number 6. Dark Liv Morgan. What is it with the modern obsession with, spooky dark things? You know, characters that have demons, incredibly gifted people struggling with existential crises, that sort of thing. Still, a dark version of Liv Morgan likely would have been better than whatever we got on the last Raw of 2019. Before Morgan returned to ruin Lashley and Lana's wedding, the Riot Squad star pitched a darker version of herself to WWE Creative, to no avail. Liv's inspiration for such a character came from her own personal experiences growing up, and she wanted to use the character to express suppressed emotions, showing a different side of Liv in the process. Instead, we got anonymous Liv professing her love for Lana for about a week or two. Jolly good.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5. FTRKO. This was one that made it to WWE TV before being jettisoned all too soon, long before it could play out in any sort of meaningful fashion. In the summer of 2019, Randy Orton was feuding with then WWE champion Kofi Kingston, and feuding with Kofi basically means feuding with Big E and Xavier Woods. Orton needed backup, and he found it in the shape of Dash and Dawson. The Revival. Orton and the team who went on to become FTR had been pitching the idea of working together as a trio for a long old while, so the on-screen alliance must have been music to their ears. Alas, the whole thing was over in a matter of weeks as Orton failed in his quest, and the Revival went back to doing a whole load of nothing. Number 4. Not giving Batista what he wants. The WWE Universe has a weird relationship with Big Dave Batista. When he's not around, the animal is sorely missed, with fans around the world lamenting the hole left by his magnificent entrance music and weird belly button tattoo. Despite this, Batista's returns and feuds have generally gone down like the proverbial lead balloon, fantastic waving aside. Big Dave returned to face Triple H at WrestleMania 35 in a match for the ages. No, actually, scrap that. It was a match that went on for ages. 24 minutes and 45 seconds, to be exact. The longest match on the card, for the record. Trust me, I know, I was there and had to bloody sit through it. Alas, no matter how passionately Batista cried, WWE was not willing to give him what he wanted. What he wanted specifically was to face Triple H in a Hell in a Cell match at the Showcase of the Immortals, a typically brutal way to end a blood feud. Vince McMahon wasn't so enthusiastic, and he subsequently turned down the Animal's approach, citing the existence of a specific Cell pay-per-view as the reason. Number 3. Mr. and Mrs. Charlotte Flair. How did WWE fail to do anything meaningful with Andrade on the main roster? It beggars belief. El Idolo is elite in the ring, capable of working well with a variety of styles, and also just happens to be an absolute bloody piece. Andrade and Zelina Vega worked marvelously together as a main event act in NXT, yet the main roster run did never really go beyond have good matches with Rey Mysterio on SmackDown. It wasn't for the want of trying on the part of his fiance, though, 5,745-time WWE Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. As the WWE creative team twiddled their thumbs considering what to do with Andrade, the most dominant woman in modern WWE history pitched an angle where the two of them would be united on screen. For reasons that don't need to go beyond the WWE creative team to make sense, the pitch was turned down. Number 2. Becky Lynch in the maternity ward. For many fans of a certain age, myself included, Stone Cold Steve Austin attacking Vince McMahon in the hospital was the absolute pinnacle of the Attitude Era. Much of that era, let's just say, hasn't aged well, but Austin's attack on a prone Vince is every bit as magnificent today as it was back in 1998. Recreating that magic is impossible, but Stephanie McMahon revealed recently that there was almost a modern version of the famous segment. During her pregnancy, Becky Lynch pitched the idea that someone would attack her in the maternity ward. Unsurprisingly, the idea was rejected. The optics of a pregnant woman being attacked from behind aren't great, are they? Number 1. Mickey's real women's revolution. Much has been written about the controversy surrounding Mickie James and her release. It was James who revealed to the world how WWE deals with its released superstars, and Trashbag Gate will reverberate around the wrestling world for years to come. It is a disrespectful way to treat a rookie, let alone a veteran and icon who will eventually find her name in the WWE Hall of Fame. Mickey's pitch for an all-female TV show was shot down by WWE Creative, ostensibly because women's wrestling doesn't make money. Brave words, whoever said that, although you could also say they were very stupid words. Women's wrestling doesn't make money? Bollocks. Keep in mind, this is a company that has never been quiet about its dislike for junior heavyweight wrestling, and yet 205 Live exists. There is absolutely no reason for WWE to not have an all-female show at this point. Alas, Mickey's idea, as I said, was shot down.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.